What verse are you talking about? Luke 3?
Verse 16.
Verse 16.
Yeah. I understand the work of baptizing the world. I just want to know baptizing in the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Were you here yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday we
talked.
One time, believers and the Holy baptizing in the Holy Spirit, and after baptizing or water in baptizing, all the time we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, our person.
Is the baptism that we talk about here, one is coming greater that will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. Is that something that happens when we're a believer or afterwards?
So, Tonoro, the, Siluka Kanchi Tongma, Dima, Tensin Toyinwe, Baptija Natongaya Kupiode. So, Tonoro, the Jungchi to Pibimha, Tensin Toyinwe, Baptija Kanchingo, no? No, ma Pibe Ayala, Mekun Mira Piba.
So my understanding of this is that this would be speaking about Jesus when the Spirit would come and not have us just be followers, but that the Spirit of God would do a spiritual work within us.
So the tension to in the gajungsi to mya atatta ma alo lo pi ro khitto ye naw le tape phit se be.
And so there's a spiritual work that happened not only on Pentecost but afterwards in the baptism of people.
So Pentecost ne makabu selat pi do jungchi du mya ko tansin tong yin do ka baptiyan ku pe ba le.
The reason that question comes up is because it was at that time the Holy Spirit came to the church, and so people are confused. Is that a special event that happens in my life, or has it happened to every believer separately?
So the jungchi du phit la de era ne phaya chong ku la che de
And it's very clear when we start reading the Gospels, epistles, that the Pentecost was a one-time thing, 49 days, 50 days, right? Pentecost is one of the Jewish festivals. It was all planned, all strategized by the Lord.
So Pentecost has a solution. Julu mimie the pui pide, eraga takarunga pide.
But what it's talking about is the Holy Spirit is key, comes upon God's people that they see their sin, that conviction, right? And repent and turn to Him, and the Spirit fills them and leads them as His own children. By that, he's describing the Spirit of God working in believers all around the world at their time of conversion. So we can safely say we don't convert anybody. It's God who converts and changes hearts.